Ready, Stace?
Ready, Darce.
Here we go.
It's our big hit.
Swims.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacy is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love life, that's a lot to unpack.
True.
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
House of 11, we've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. We've got tight faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darce.
Manifest our twin power.
Scooter bapa dee bahada
woodapa do the twins appa dapa hat the go. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh, hoo ha!
As pretty like a hell we got it. Pretty like a gosh, guys.
How you been got it?
Hey, look at these teeth. Hey.
Yeah, bear.
Y'all, welcome to Darcy and Stacy. Welcome. Poodle doesn't have words.
Do they get the... I've asked this before.
Yes.
Do they get the joke?
Yes.
They get it.
Yes.
Do they... Are they aware of their cartoons?
Yes.
I don't know if they are.
I think so. They have to.
Okay.
Because, like, later on, like, when not Ally Kona, that's my friend from AfterBuzz. When
Aspen, she doesn't die.
I hope so. I hope not. Aspen sister, the other sister,
Aniko.
When Ani, and when she says, "Oh God, I look like my mother," like she even gets like her mother looks
gets
like a
the
cartoon.
Joke.
But I feel like that Darcy and Stacy do too.
A little bit, but I still think they're. One of the reasons it's so funny is things like, you're strong, you're empowered, you're a powerful woman. That they're just coming up with words. It's, they mean it.
I mean, everything is powerful to them. Like, they could take a shit on a nice toilet.
Very
like,
powerful.
Well, that's a strong toilet for a strong woman.
The air makes me feel very powerful
here. Yes. Oh, it's old world.
Powerful. when Stacy said the energy of this place is amazing, makes me feel powerful. I just threw my pad. I just was like,
that. It is funny that they act like they're so in touch with energy,
and they're
the farthest thing from it.
They're so stuck in this unawareness,
completely unaware.
Yeah, they're walking around in ridiculous clothing.
Yes,
ridiculous shoes on cobblestone streets.
They just literally, if they didn't have a film crew with them, it would look like "Rob Me, Please."
Mm-hmm. And they just look like, with those big horsehair ponytails.
I know.
They just look like spectacles.
Love them. Y'all, this is Darcy and Stacy.
I kind of do too.
Darcy and Stacy, season 2, episode 10, Shattered Dreams.
Giving me shattered dreams. Feel like I could run away. Damn, just hit me high.
And Shattered Dreams and Pageant Queens. By the way, y'all. Y'all read us for filth, and yes, we do know the song Amanda by Boston.
Yeah, boy. I didn't think I knew it.
I had to play it for him again, and then I had to sing the harmony, because y'all, when you're a gay choir kid...
That's all you want to do.
You just sing. You're that weird kid that you'd in the car, you'd sing harmonies, and your mom would go, what are you singing?
Amanda.
That's what you do. I forgot, I do know the... People know the Waylon Jennings version,
I'd never heard that.
I know Don Williams, just because my dad grew up listening to Don Williams.
I'd never heard that. I've never heard of Don Williams.
Not really obscure, but very popular in the, like, 70s and 80s.
Okay.
You actually probably would really... I feel like
what's his big song?
Don Williams is the Leonard Cohen of country music.
Okay, you better back that up.
I can back it up.
Good.
I can back it
How
up.
How is he the Leonard Cohen of country
because
music?
Because He has this, like, not folk, but folksy kind of really great lyrics and a good storyteller. You feel like he's got this.
Did he also do heroin?
He did die young. No, I don't think he did heroin. But he does have this just kind of like, I'm an old man and I'm going to sit down and I'm going to tell you a piece about my life or American life. And
you know Leonard Cohen wasn't always an old man.
Oh, I only know him as old. Did he do stuff when he was young?
Yeah.
Not familiar.
Don't take your name, take Leonard Cohen's name out of your mouth.
What? I mean, Don Williams did stuff when he was young, too.
Out of your...
Tulsa Time, great song.
Sounds like it's a good comparison to Leonard Cohen.
I actually think it is. I still stand by it.
Besides Hallelujah, name a Leonard Cohen song.
Razors and Phasers. No, there is a song I know, and I just don't remember it. Okay. A lot of people redo his stuff. I'm telling you.
I'm saying, don't just
throw... You would like Don Williams.
Don't just throw the name Leonard Cohen around.
Sure. Well, I was trying to think of something you relate to.
Yeah, but
don't... you would know.
We need to move on. I can't.
Y'all.
If Liz Astley were here right now, she would punch you in the face.
Well, she doesn't know Don Williams, I bet.
I'm sure she probably doesn't. So, anyway, let's talk about...
How did we get there?
Don Williams.
Oh, yes, you would love Don Williams.
All right. It's our last stand, Bodrum.
Last stand, Bodrum. Bodrum. Y'all.
Hashtag Bodrum.
Hashtag Bodrum. You know, also, hashtag New York City, Chicago, live shows, sold out. So we've got an extra show, y'all, on New York and Chicago. So I just want to remind you of that. There's we have a thing called Linktree now. I say it like it's new to us.
Yeah, you're saying it like Captain Sandy said... It's this thing called constructive criticism. Are you ever heard of it? I think I might have invented it.
We got it, y'all, because we need something simple for you Carl's wives and for us. So that way y'all know which show to click on. Because somebody
like
said...
some of them who just went to the wrong link.
I'm watching this for the Chicago show, but I'm in New York!
God bless y'all.
God, look at the place! I can't even be angry. I've done it too. Have you ever bought movie tickets to the wrong theater?
No.
Are you sure? Because I think you did that.
I am certain.
I think you did that with me once.
No. When I'm buying something online, I...
Oh, wait. No, we bought movie tickets and I came to pick you up and you fell asleep.
Yeah, that's a different thing. I'm triple checking things because I'm so afraid of getting it wrong.
So we made it easy. Go to the Linktree link. Y'all, we have like maybe 12 seats left for our first...
The Saturday show.
The Saturday of New York City show.
Lots of seats for the Friday.
But I want to bring this up because somebody messaged me this morning on Instagram and said, I'm so bummed your Chicago show sold out. And I'm like, girl, we got another night. So we added a Friday to Chicago and we added a Friday in New York. And
which she would know if she was following us on Instagram.
Yep, follow us on Instagram. Yep. So anyway, one more thing about that. If you get the New York City shows... Poodle, what do people need to buy if they want to meet us?
You need to buy, fittingly, you need to buy something called meet and greet after party tickets.
What do they not need to buy?
You do not need to buy something called VIP deck, which is a seating area.
You're going to be seated in the deck.
Right.
You're not going to see us.
Right. I might show you my nipple and you might see it close.
Great.
But you're not going to meet me. Some of you would probably rather see my nipple than meeting me.
Probably. So anyway, they're great seats. If you're fine with it, get those seats. Enjoy it. Enjoy the deck.
But don't expect for that to be a meet and greet party.
Yes.
Most of the meet and greet tickets, by the way, are floor seats.
Yeah.
But that needs to say meet and
Chicago
greet after party.
Chicago is fine. But New York still has plenty of.
But also with Chicago, it will say VIP seated.
Yes.
That is your ticket.
That's your ticket.
You get a wristband, you're fine.
So there we go. I know you are sick of hearing it, but we have to keep saying it because people keep messaging us about it.
I'm telling you.
We'll stop talking about it when y'all stop messaging. But please do message us if you're confused. We don't want you to be confused.
I'm glad you said that because I meant to talk about it too. And I'm like, we should probably stop talking about that. But I had two messages today.
Yeah. So if people are we're going to keep on talking about it. Anyway, that's it. That's all I have. Join our Facebook group, the Sissy Squad. We're having fun in there. Now let's get to Bodrum.
Stacey is regretting her last phone call with Florian.
I was upset.
And she's like, really gave it to him last night. But remember... Now it's all about Darcy. She's going to support Darcy by your side. Here to support you.
Be your support system.
Well, I'm here by your side. Because you can't have children and you're barren.
No, she didn't say that.
She wasn't. But she wanted to.
You know Darcy wanted to say
did.
That.
She did.
So y'all, they're...
They're getting their new teeth.
They're getting their... They pack up even. They're leaving Bodrum because they're going to Istanbul.
Every time they're packing and moving those heavy suitcases, it looks like... I've said this before. They look like Muppets. Just... You know, Muppets walk.
Yes, Darcy
kind of jump
because it's somebody's hand up their ass, just moving. Yeah. Darcy literally just falls down the stairs. The
knocks
luggage
off a light
knocks
switch.
Knocks off a light switch, and she's like, "Oh, gonna get charged for that one."
It really does bring to mind Lucille Ball.
I'm telling you,
but it's completely unintentional.
They are the physical comedy savants of reality television.
But the most important thing, you guys, this is unintentional. They're just, this is who they are.
This is who they are.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Stacy fixes it. So then they go get their new teeth. And that's when y'all, Darcy's all, all their lips and their gums numbed and everything. Darcy says, "Well, I got these new teeth. I would be like a goddess. A Hollywood goddess. Then we see the reveal of the new teeth.
Three, two, one. Reveal! Wow.
Hey. And they're touching each other's face. And they're just,
It is laughable.
Did you see then when it shows the before and after? And they look exactly the same. They look exactly the same.
And I will
maybe say, a little wider.
The second teeth look really fake. They look like horse chompers. You know how like horse teeth, they're the same length all the way around?
Oh, like your teeth?
Yeah. Thanks for that. Yeah.
You actually have pretty teeth. You said you're going to get veneers one day.
I thought about it because I'm going to grind my teeth down. I'm almost certain.
Ooh, can I take videos of you when you have hobbit teeth?
Absolutely
like
not. Absolutely not.
I almost forgot to say, y'all, we might have a guest later, because today is International Hobbit Day. So who knows?
Oh, my God.
I saw a little bit of a hobbit flashing some type of, like, blowing smoke in the air with his pipe from a distance when I was driving here.
Yeah, I'll just...
Can't make promises.
I just won't answer the phone. God. Useless. So
anyway, new teeth for life.
And then they come up. And you know,
new teeth for life.
I'm going to marry these teeth. This was the wedding song that they came up with on the last episode of the previous season.
Uh-huh.
And then Darcy's like, feeling good, feeling fly. That's I'm feeling my. She's just making up a song. Tip, top, tip onto the top. Darcy on the top.
It literally sounds like our opening theme song of Sisters, where we just both start going, boo, ba, beebity, da.
It does. Y'all, we don't have the new Bears All is going to have them coming out on Discovery Plus. It's going to have them doing their new single.
Can't wait. It's called Too Much, isn't it? Or
the title hasn't been released. I believe it's called We Go Big.
We Go Big. Yeah.
Too Much was the alternate title because that's what everyone said about them their whole life. You're too much.
You know, if somebody tells you you're too much, you're just enough.
You're too much. So they are let's go to Georgie.
Sure. Georgie has his friend Amos.
Amos, y'all, we said this before. Amos is a fake friend.
He's either a fake friend or
a motivational speaker.
I was going to say a financial planner.
Yeah.
He kind of has that. Everything is very formal with Amos and the way he speaks, and he's like,
see, I feel like formal-ish fake.
How is it going?
Yeah.
I was very concerned the last
time
I saw
you. Because I care about
you.
Because we've known each other for years.
And George says, I don't know. There's ups and downs. And he said,
he keeps calling him George.
He's like, George, what on earth is going on?
I think that possibly they kept reminding this man that his name was Georgie, and he kept fucking it up in every
possibly.
Tape.
Possibly.
So I was like, is he a therapist? Is he a counselor?
I'm telling you, I think a financial planner. He has that voice. And so Georgie's like basically says, you know, she contacted her ex, so I contacted her, I contacted her ex, and Amos says, oh, I'm appalled.
Then he does say, y'all, he's practiced this line in the mirror a lot. Well, I think that what was shaky in Virginia has become quicksand in Connecticut.
In Connecticut. I kind of think he should go to...
Shade button.
I kind of enjoyed it. I kind of think he should...
No.
I kind of want him to go to every 90 Day Fiancé and be like the Tim Gunn of 90 Day Fiancé and say, Molly, what are you thinking?
You knew that Kelly wanted children. What
is this going to work?
What was shaky in New York is now quicksand in Georgia. Oh, wait, I've already used that one.
Oh, I've already used that one.
Oh, no, it's that trying. It's like that. Those housewives guests.
It is
there.
Though.
It just it's it so
is,
gross. Though.
Yeah, it is.
So, y'all, then we are treated to Florian coming in.
Yes.
I bought liquor. It's time to have guys' night. Yeah, drinking, make jokes. We tell folk tales. Big belly and beer. I don't know what that means. That's what I hear.
Oh, Florian said, last time we saw Amos, as Darcy would say, didn't go good. So he wants to make a better impression.
And basically...
I try to be protective of sister.
What is Amos it? Says...
I don't want more gas on the fire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. Amos says, well, I guess we're... or maybe he says this.
He said...
I guess we'll have to talk about how you called Jesse.
Yeah.
Did you hear that, Florian? I'm here to do that.
This, y'all... This is what actually happened. This is a behind the scenes. We have a, you know what? I'll just for if my voice is going to be Amos and Poodle's going to be the producer Scott, who's wearing a New York Yankees baseball cap, a button down shirt from Banana Republic, and then J. Crew jeans, and then New Balance.
Tennis. Totally, totally.
I described
knew the shoes.
Every hot producer in Los Angeles that we want to fuck.
Yeah, it's a really cute look for me.
Why have you never dated a producer? Well, you did one, but he was older. You couldn't get into it.
I'm a cat when you date me. You don't have to see me a lot. I'd rather you not be there. Producer, but all of the cat has to be fed, honestly. Producers don't even have time for that.
That's true.
Yeah, it's they are literally married to their work. Anyway.
We could be doing this in their studio now or in your home studio.
That's true.
Instead of having to listen to your neighbor vacuum. Anyway, y'all. Amos was definitely coached with this. We're just going to play you a couple. There was a couple of takes of this line. All right? And action.
All right. All right, Amos, we're going to have you. This is your big, big reveal.
Okay, Scott, I got it.
Yeah, okay.
I've got it.
You understand? Did you say the line again?
Yeah, no, I got it. I memorized it.
Okay.
Memorized it.
All right.
on my break after
and
the conference.
Speed and action.
So, Sean, I can't believe that we...
His name is... Cut. His name isn't Sean.
What?
Yeah. It's Georgie.
Georgie.
You can remember. Don't say George like you did before.
Okay. Oh, okay. George.
All right.
Okay.
We got three more takes, and we gotta get out of this WeWork.
Okay. Great.
And speed and action.
So, Jorge, let me tell you.
Cut.
It's something. What?
Amos, we got one more to make this thing work.
We're
just going to cut you otherwise.
Okay. No, I probably. No.
The last thing you'll have is certain, like, knowing looks and googly eyes.
No, I promise. I promise. This is why
okay.
I do very well at Toastmasters. I can do this.
I'm sure you're wonderful.
I'm the leader.
And speed and action.
So, Florian, you know, we've been sitting here talking about how Georgie called Darcy's ex Gary.
Cut.
What? You know, I thought it was perfect.
It's a wrap. We'll dub it.
Okay.
We'll
dub it. Thank you. Thank you.
Dub him.
Thank you.
You're cut off for craft services.
All right, then.
You ate too much.
Can I talk to you about your 401k?
And scene.
Thank you for doing that with me.
He was so awkward.
So that's awkward.
And you could tell they probably had to tell him not to look at the cameras. This is my favorite kind of person on a reality show.
Why do I get fascinated by these people? I want to know about their life.
Well, it's not like someone like Debbie and Raina, because they have a previous relationship, uh-huh. And they use it and they kind of make that relationship bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But I do truly believe there was no one for them to talk to Georgie with.
No.
And the other friends probably had a scheduling conflict.
Which is weird because Georgie's lived in the U.S. for like 10 years.
Yeah, but...
he should have friends.
I don't know.
Oh, boy. So anyway, Florian goes, what? Oh, no. Florian is not happy.
No.
And he even says to Georgie, which is a great line, he was like, how do you feel? Do you feel power? Meaning like, do you feel powerful
bro,
now?
Bro, you fucked up your relationship. Bro, you fucked up relationship.
And he said, this is a waste of time. And he said, I've got to take care of Darcy. And
he doesn't know if he'll tell, though.
I will say, when Georgie, I hate this about myself, y'all. This is not something to get turned on about. But when Georgie said, no, it didn't help nothing. I talked to Jesse. I don't like it. He's a little bitch. And I was like, I'll be your little bitch.
My attraction to Georgie has gone
boop.
There's really nothing for him now.
I think with this... I think he's the one in the right.
Well, it's not even that. I'm just saying my physical attraction to him, there's just nothing there anymore. I think I've seen him be caught up in this reality show cogs, and I'm just not interested because this has all been quite a farce.
I just want to see his dick.
I'd still be up for that.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I'd see anybody's dick, honestly. It's a curiosity kind of thing.
Anyone.
I'm going to regret saying that.
Yeah.
Who's Dick Woodnice? Ooh. There's a lot who I wouldn't want to see.
Yeah.
But people I find attractive, I'd say they're dicks.
I think someone's name who rhymes with Fucker Marlson, I don't think you want to see his
no,
dick.
Yeah. No. It's tiny. It's teeny tiny. Y'all, we're in Istanbul. And it's very zen.
It's beautiful. Istanbul is one of the oldest cities in the world. Go. Right? I do too.
Istanbul, Constantinople.
Istanbul. What's that from?
It's a song from They Might Be Giants.
What's They Might Be Giants? Is that a musical?
That's a band.
Oh, it is.
People are screaming.
Oh.
Yeah. Just add that to the pile of things you're unaware of.
They should make a musical called They Might Be Giants. That'd be a good name for it. It sounded like a musical.
No, it's a band that a lot of people know.
I feel like I know that song because it was on DTV.
Particle Man.
I think it was on DTV. Did you watch that?
DTV.
Instead of MTV, they did Disney TV with music. But they
never watched that.
Oh, DTV was great. They would do a...
Because you weren't allowed to watch MTV?
No, we didn't have it. Remember? We didn't get MTV for a while. Or Fox with 90210 because it was sinful.
Wow.
Literally, the cable company...
This is banned for sin.
And nobody could have the Simpsons.
Fox?
Carrie Smith lived out over in Sulphur, and they got Fox, and she told us about the Simpsons. What happened? Because Simpson was a hoodlum.
Come at us if you've got you live in a town named after a periodic table element.
<It's true>.
Carbon. Carbon, Alaska.
I'm from Graphite, Michigan.
Don't think that's not an element.
Yeah, it's not. So, but I just wanted to say graphite. But no, so DTV, that's how I learned the song Maneater, because Goofy was a detective and he was looking for the woman who ended up killing everybody. But that was her client because it was an old Disney cartoon. They remixed them.
But it's the
actual song.
Goofy was looking for a murderer?
Well, it was an old Disney cartoon, and they edited it together as a music video and played Hall & Oates over it. So they had DTV. They had that Constantinople song.
God, this is aging me.
Well, I'm gonna look up and post some. Ugh. Come at me if you like some DTV.
Wow. Where were we? So they're in there. Their transformation is beginning. That they keep talking about.
Transformation is beginning.
But Darcy is still thinking about Georgie.
Still thinking about Georgie.
And they're so excited to be back in their new villa. They're calling everything.
Y'all, it's not a villa.
It's just a nice Airbnb.
It's a nice Airbnb.
Yep, but they're calling it a villa.
So she walks out in the morning. She's like, "Morning, Stace."
And Stacy, I will say, Stacy is starting to, maybe she's choosing to not put her lashes or a ton of makeup on in the morning. But Darcy will always do it.
Well, no, we've seen sometimes Darcy not have makeup and Stacy
that's
full
true.
On
beat. You're right.
They
just switch off.
And Stacy's losing extensions right and left. So come on. They both are hot messes.
But by the end of this trip, is one leg going to be coming off?
Possibly.
It's like death becomes her.
It is like death becomes
One's
her.
Head is on backwards.
If they remade Death Becomes Her.
Oh, they need to.
With Darcy and Stacy,
Someone need to make that meme.
I would watch that movie.
So Stacy tells Darcy, she's like, "Gotta text Florian."
You know what? I think it's better.
Okay.
I think it's time. Y'all,
not gonna have a voice left.
We're gonna present our first reality gaze theater, but you know what? We're gonna tease you.
Ooh, I love a good tease.
We're gonna do a theater right when we get back from this commercial.
Hey, Stace, morning. It's beautiful.
Hey, you look good.
Thank you. You look good too.
Good lashes.
Thanks. How are you?
I like your bronzer.
Thanks. Morning, so beautiful. I hear I can be peaceful and nothing's gonna stand
in the way.
I gotta
text from Florian. You believe this?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to devastate you. I can't wait.
What?
So, Georgie.
Yeah.
Georgie, Florian said that Georgie talked to Jesse.
You know what? I don't need that shit. I don't need it. What an animal.
She's doing her.
What an animal. I feel disgusted. Disgusted.
Deceitful, spiteful.
Those guys are fucking disgusting.
You know, I'm going to call Florian. I'm going to call Florian.
You called their manipulators.
I'm going to call Florian.
They want to manipulate each other.
Here, talk to Florian.
Guess what? I'm going to have the fucking last laugh.
Talk to Florian.
Florian.
Hello, sister.
Hello. Well, yeah. Florian, what?
Yeah.
What happened? What happened,
no,
Florian?
He tell me it's good that it happened and it's bad that happened.
Yes, it's did they talk bad about me? They talk shit about me?
No, I don't know. He love you, Jesse, bad person.
It's just his way of saying touche, Darcy. Touche, Darcy.
Yeah, but you know, Darcy, don't cry. No, don't cry. You with your new teeth, you look like Marilyn Monroe.
What?
You look like Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe.
You know, woman who, popular actress.
She's beautiful, right? She's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Marilyn's beautiful, right, Florian? Right, Florian, she's beautiful.
Goodbye, Norma Jean.
I'm beautiful, right, Florian?
Right, Florian.
Thank you.
And scene. This scene was also punctuated by both the twins just scrunching up their faces, trying to cry. If you've seen our memes of Darcy and Stacy.
Did you ever post that Instagram video that you took of me being Darcy?
No, I need to do that.
You should.
And Stacy's like, "This is the pattern, Darcy. It's a pattern.
It's a pattern.
We all have patterns of dating."
I wrote Darcy instead of Darcy is crying. I wrote Darcy scrying. And that's kind of what she does.
What it is.
She scrunches up her face and she cries. She scries.
And y'all, there
I did everything in my power to love me.
There are a little bit of tears squeezed out, but she's, yes. because she's scrunching her face so tight.
And when he said, Marilyn, yeah, you see, you see, Stacey, he see.
Oh, Lord. I can only imagine how tiring it is to be the partners of these women.
That's why I feel for Georgie. I really do.
I just can't imagine.
And I think everything Georgie's saying is super reasonable, actually.
I agree. So we flash back to Connecticut, and Aniko and Aspen are doing pageant training, mostly for Aniko.
Oh, I'm so excited.
She's putting on hair extensions. She's like, I look like my mom. She's so bougie.
She looks prettier without the extensions.
I agree.
And she's putting on eyelashes.
They
she
look
does need
really
eyelashes.
Fake.
Yeah, but
no 16-year-old girl needs eyelashes.
No, if you're going to be in a pageant, you need
well,
eyelashes.
Well, yeah, but I'm
but
just
not
saying,
in real life.
No,
but if she's going to be in a pageant, she needs eyelashes because it will open up her eye.
I just hate saying that. I don't.
Hey, I gotta agree with Brittany here. You know, we want to have fun, but we want to win.
They found a real monster. I don't know where they found Brittany, y'all.
Brittany is the type of pageant coach I was, too. She brought...
I won the title of Miss Junior, Miss New Hampshire.
She did. And she brought, y'all...
Y'all, Brittany's on Adderall.
She is. And she brought pageant shoes, which are a big deal. Because when my friend Sarah was out, and when she was Miss Commerce, she ended up winning Miss Commerce in East Texas. But I remember... I went out with her because she said, I don't know what to do. She showed up to the swimsuit conference.
In flats?
No. I said, Sarah, where are your swimsuit shoes? Well, she said, well, it's a swimsuit. I was just going to go barefoot. And I went,
no, you need heels. It's absurd.
So I had to run to Dillard's and find some, because you've got to have nude heels. And if you notice, that's what Brittany brought her, a nude pair of skin color heels. And it's hard to find those.
Do they need to be 6-inch heels?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
They need to be.
It's going to lengthen her leg.
But it needs to be, I would imagine.
It's going to make the eye, she's going to look longer.
Are you telling me that when they do, I don't know, I don't think a lot of things do, the Miss America doesn't do swimsuit anymore, I don't think.
No, but, thank God.
But like Miss USA, well, the sketchy version.
I think she's doing like Miss Teen USA that. Yeah.
I'm saying, you're telling me all those women wear 6-inch heels?
I thought,
don't go there. But I thought a 3-inch heel is plenty.
A 3-inch heel is nothing I'm talking about on stage, and you're looking at the judges are looking at you.
I guess.
You want something to, it's not even about a woman's body or the way, it's not even anything about her. It's total just
but
like.
But a 6-inch heel?
It's like a theater trick, like doing theater makeup where people used to put the red dots in the middle of their eye because they said that helped people see their eyes. It doesn't.
What?
You never had people that did opera makeup? People got
real. You mean in their eye?
They put the red dot like
in the corner of their eye. Yeah.
And they said that helps your eyes, bring out your eyes. It doesn't.
I thought they did white dots.
A white dot would.
Yeah.
Somebody said it was red. I'm like, it's not red. It just makes your eye look red. But anyway.
I think a 6-inch heel is
too much.
That's
what's hard about pageants and why I wouldn't put my daughter in pageants. Because a lot of this is just about playing the game
right.
and doing the certain tricks. But
Brittany loves the game,
but
though.
I'm afraid that my daughter would think it's about her and her body and her But to say I wasn't excited to watch her in that pageant gown walk around, there's a part of me that still could pursue that as a business.
Brittany is working through things where she lost a pageant. She's still working through
She's
that with all of her clients.
She's still working through things. I want to thank that woman at Dillard's in Commerce, Texas, named Carol, because I ran in there as a big old queen in 2001, and I said, I literally walked in, and I said, I need pageant shoes, and she helped me
and
find
she's
some.
Like, we have a queer emergency.
I did.
And I need to go, Carol, can you help him?
And I had, Sarah gave me $42.17. We were in college. That's all the money we had. And she helped me find
That's a
pair.
It was a gay miracle that day.
It was a gay miracle.
What do you think of the dress she's wearing?
Perfect for pageants. Didn't like it for real life.
I think it's not perfect for pageants.
Well, the thing is, what
it looked too old for her.
Well, see, I actually thought that it looked not too old, because I've seen so many girls wear those kind of, especially in pageants, they'll wear like a, it's like a halter top, and it's all beaded, and it's kind of form-fitting all the way down, and they look like fucking Jessica Rabbit, and they're 16 years old.
This looked like a bad prom dress to me.
I didn't love the dress, but I thought it was okay. I don't think that color does anything for her.
True, but she's 16 years old.
Yeah.
That dress, it doesn't say 16.
But that's it. That's not a pageant, though. Dresses.
Even a teen?
No, they don't want dresses.
Well, I don't want any parts of that.
They want dresses that make them look like 24-year-old women.
Ugh, gross.
Yes, it's just the game of it.
Yeah.
I'm not interested. There are people that are just pageant designer dresses. What was his name? Didn't he die from Project Runway? Chris? Didn't he?
He did pageant dresses.
I guess somebody. No, Kane. Was it Kane who did pageant dresses?
You're off to the races today. You're staring at me with googly eyes.
I'm so excited about pageants.
I'm okay with people who do pageants in college. I'm not okay with teen pageants when they're trying to look older.
Well, they do them in high school because one reason is my cousin Lolo went to Oklahoma City University, which is a private school, for 4 years, and she didn't pay a penny.
I'm just saying the aesthetic is fucked if they're trying to make these kids look like they're 20.
And it's hard because as you get older, you can realize it's like being an actor, the business. Y'all, I can get when things, I don't take it personally, but when I wouldn't put my 16-year-old girl through it.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm still thinking about that girl from So Freaking Cheap. I need to watch the rest of it.
Then Brittany's like, that looks like a hungry smile to me, a hungry and tired smile.
And even though you are hungry and you are tired, because it's going to be a long day, Ani, but I need to see that joyful smile.
I was afraid at that point she was going to say, if you do this right, I'm going to give you a carrot stick.
Yeah, and if you do it wrong, I'm going to get a gun and shoot your leg.
We're going to get on the scale afterwards. That's Brittany's what I hardcore. Was worried about.
Hey, you're going to win.
I don't love... The novelty of childhood pageants is ridiculous for me. When you start getting to teenage pageants and like beauty, it weirds me out. I'm not into it.
As soon as you're spraying sticky butt on your ass, it gets an adult realness to it.
It's too much for me. I don't like it. So, y'all, we're back in Istanbul, and we're actually wearing sensible shoes for once. I don't know what happened. For once.
Darcy's like, I'm going to get my mind off Georgie. I'm here in this beautiful place.
We're going to finally get some clarity.
Yes. And what's the best way to get clarity, Poodle, when you're in Istanbul?
Have your coffee cup red. Because this is definitely going to give us all the clarity that we need.
Didn't we do this before with someone else?
The Australian twins.
Oh, they had their cups read at the...
By the mom.
By the mom, and she read them at the...
We've been doing it same time. We've been doing it for years. We've been doing it for years.
Oh, mom. Oh, mom. Yes. That's right. That's wrong.
No, he's very good to us.
that made me miss them a little bit.
A little bit. So, y'all, we are...
So we're back. We're in Istanbul, and
like we're very in tune with signs.
So they do the reading. So first off, the woman does the reading for Stacy, and she says
Ebru is her name, or Ebru.
I didn't get her name, but she's pretty.
Ebru.
She said, "It's a very hot time in your life. You know, it's it's a lot of passion. There's a man in your life who just rips your clothes to shreds and ravishes you." And she says, there's a big A. I'm seeing a big A.
Or L from Happy Days.
L from Happy Days. Because Stacy Mead's like,
didn't he wear A's on his clothes?
Yes, I think he did. Stacy Mead says, Albania. Albania, that's my husband.
She's like, no, it may not be your husband. She's like, I'm the...
She's like, then she says, she's like, do you see babies? And she went,
no.
Nope. Not even like a hope. Like, nope.
I respect that because it's not like a lot of either fortune tellers or things like that, where they're trying to beat around the bush.
No, I...
This woman is specific.
I wish I had the gift. I would just read people for filth.
Me too.
And so she says, well, she said, I think the man you're talking about, my husband from Albania. And she says, nope, he's not the one.
So she goes to Darcy, says, and Darcy's listening intently because she's the most lost. Like, And she's like, your house is bright, sunny.
Good energy.
Someone's with a big heart is dropping and they're saying, I love you. Consider me.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, you will face one of your demons.
What? Demons?
He is a man with a long nose, tall, big man. Oftentimes has questionable fashion. But you know, he's got issues. He needs to solve his own issues.
He's got a big dick, but then a big nose.
This is not the one yet. That's the bass.
That makes sense. You do that, Clarity.
She does say, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
And she's like, Georgie doesn't have that big a nose. Yes, he does. Georgie does have a big nose. He's tall. She's talking about Georgie.
No, she saw Georgie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so, and the one's like, don't cry. She's like, no, it's not. It's good. It's lying. So, y'all.
We're walking around
Darcy
later.
Is that woman that on the advice of a woman who read her coffee cup, she's going to break up with her boyfriend.
Gotta call Georgie.
This is like, I did a psychic. See, that's why past life stuff I enjoy. Because I feel like that there's a realness to that and energy. Future stuff, I don't buy. I don't buy someone reading my future. I just think it's, I don't know. I'm just not.
But don't you think it's like horoscopes in a way? Don't you think it can be helpful and then you kind of create your own reality from it? Darcy's not thinking about it that way.
Horoscopes are a science.
like Smith says.
But
this is science, they Jenny. Can,
but things like this, like I went to one, this woman, she just smelled, she was high as a kite giving a reading to me and my friend at the time up there on, you know, on Universal City, right when you're coming down, like you turn off, this is very inside LA, you turn off Barham and you're about to go down Cahuenga and there's that little strip mall with the subway there.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's the hamburger place there, the Fat Burger. Yeah. Up there on the second floor of that is a psychic.
That is remote.
Who smells like pot. And she told me, she said, yes, this was like 13 years ago. She said, you're going to, entertainment's not for you. You're going back to business school.
What?
And I was like, I'm telling you
this now.
Did
she meet you?
I am never going back to business school.
Well, I mean, I think you can take whatever you want from them.
She didn't know shit.
That's why I think it's interesting you say past lives are different. I think they're everything's relevant.
I just it's hard for me. It's just future telling. I feel like future. There's so many variables in
that. I agree. Anyway. But a lot of people say all of it's bunk.
That's true as well.
So
Aunt Peggy would, but Matt, that's devil worship. We can't give that man power.
We
cannot give it to Satan.
I wonder if she would think, like people, some people in my hometown of Christian, she would do Christian yoga because she thought all other yoga was sinful, was of the devil.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
People came at me and said, yes, I've heard of that.
Wow.
Or Christian stretching, I think they call it.
Wow.
So, y'all... She's calling Georgie, and says, yeah, like, the strongest woman I've ever met.
It's beautiful energy here. It makes me strong. Makes me strong. Let's call him tonight.
And Darcy's calling Georgie, and she's like, feeling happy. And so then she talked about him gaslighting her.
She said that goodbye was hurtful.
She says, do you even love me? That's gaslighting.
That's gaslighting. She's like, the love is gone. I feel like the love is gone. And I don't know why you... Now, look.
Talk to me like you're...
She is furious that he reached out and called Jesse once, whereas Darcy is taking no responsibility, as Georgie said,
for talking
to his ex. For becoming friends with his ex.
Yep.
Y'all, She
and her own trust issues.
She fucked up way more than he did.
Yeah.
Way more.
This was laughable.
And especially too when Stacey's like, he just won't take responsibility. And I was like, you spot it, you got it. Right. She doesn't take responsibility.
So Georgie says, you hurt me. But she's like, no, you hurt me.
No, you hurt me.
Yeah.
And like,
he does start yelling at that point.
Well, but
yes or no, yes or no.
Well, he's trying to get her to answer a question.
Right.
Because Darcy won't answer a question.
No.
And she just
eyes are much better when I'm getting.
She's talking at him. She is not listening to anything he's saying.
She's got that woman with the coffee cup in her head.
Yep. Exactly. And Georgie even says to the producers, he basically says, like, she's gonna go, and this is so true, y'all. He says, she's gonna go through the same things over and over and
this was
over.
The smartest thing in the episode.
Until she changes, this is gonna keep happening.
Yeah.
What is it? I just read a quote. Oh, I have it. This is gonna be applicable. Okay. Until you change your thinking, you will always recycle experiences.
Yep.
And that is the damn truth.
And of course, Stacey's like, I'm proud of you. It's over. It's over.
He's spinning it.
You're free.
I'm free.
This is the past.
He's free. I'm free.
Showing so much strength.
You love yourself.
It's like, I want to go run.
I want to go run.
I feel so free. I want to go run.
I want to run on the mountain.
I want to go run.
I want to run on the mountain.
Let's go run.
Run the mountain.
We did it.
We did it.
I feel free. Ooh, ooh. Thank you, Turkey, for giving us.
Tell me, will you stay? Or will you?
Oh, he's calling again. Be right back. Y'all. Next week, we're going to see the second phone call.
We're going to see it. I'm not going to lie. I yelled at the TV no when it said, because I wanted to see that second phone call.
They're the queens of this, in the show, y'all, the editing. Some
people might be over, but I still really like this show.
This season has been lackluster for me.
Okay.
Now, it's been fun to do the shows. The season itself... It was good for like the first three episodes, and then I don't know.
Yeah, I think COVID really kind of messed it up.
We're recycling beats.
Yeah,
really soon.
I think it's either for next season, Darcy needs to date someone new.
Yeah,
or we kind of need to solidify the Georgie and Darcy relationship, and we need to. But then, if Darcy's not looking for love,
what's she doing?
What's she doing?
I think that is the fundamental problem with the show.
Yeah.
How many times can we recycle? That's why I think things have to get weirder and crazier. I can't believe they haven't moved to LA.
I can't believe it. Because they were going to.
Yeah. So I think maybe COVID fucked that for them.
Yeah. And now he just bought that huge house. Maybe they're just going to stay in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Who knows, y'all? That's the show.
That's the show.
Go to realitygazepodcast.com. You can see all of our show information. If you're interested in buying tickets to our New York and our Chicago shows, there are still plenty of tickets left. You want to go to our Linktree link. It's on our Instagram, or it's just in the show notes, y'all. Yeah. So if you're
stay tuned, it's
right there.
If you didn't get tickets to our currently sold out show in November in Los Angeles, we will be announcing another LA show probably in February.
That is the plan, y'all.
And then lots of other cities probably in the fall.
Yeah. So I know everybody said, come here.
We're going to
get there.
Yeah.
It's like merch. I asked a question about merch sizes and the Sissy Squad just to know like what sizes to buy.
1,100 answers.
11, but people are like saying, can you get this type of shirt? Can you get a shirt like off the cuff? Can you get a Shoulders McGee shirt? And I was
like, You're going to get what you get and you're going to like it.
We're not a Mervyn's.
No.
Okay? We can't stock everything for your shirt whims.
Yeah. You're going to get what you get.
Yeah, y'all.
In as many sizes as possible.
This is going to be me holding a bottle of Tito's in front of Poodle's mouth to get him to carry the shirts with me in fucking New York City to set
me
up.
Me just pushing a dolly through Times Square.
Exactly. We're doing it. Anyway, but I appreciate the feedback. Also, y'all, be sure to go to one of the best things that you can do that means so much is to leave a review, especially if you're an Apple Podcast person. So Apple Podcasts, you're going to leave that review and leave a 5-star review.
And if you don't know what to say, right, keep going, Queens.
Keep going, Queens. So, yeah, that's about it. And thank you to our patrons and our super sissies. We have some fun changes we are excited to announce with Supercast, too. So if you're a super sissy, keep listening up and stay tuned for those. We'll be announcing those in the next couple of weeks. All right, everybody. Now, look, if you have a big man, a man with a big nose in your life, you know, a big nose usually means I got a big dick poodle. So what's the best
way? Big nose, big ears.
Yeah, big dick, big hands. What's the best way for them to get that man in their life, poodle?
You need to
manifest it. I'm manifesting everything all over the place.
Everything.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.